No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I'm in here with the one and only Aaron Carter. Man, it's really nice to have you in here.
Thanks, man.
Get the vibe that you're a very fascinating guy and that we're going to learn a lot today.
Well, what you want to know?
Are you denying being fascinating?
Me being fascinating?
Yeah.
You think I'm fascinating?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not denying it. I'm just keeping it real. You know, I'm just keeping it real. I'm out here making my money. I'm one of the only teen like kid that lost everything and lost all respect from the music industry and labels. And then I was able to work on music and produce for like 13 years and mentor under people like Deadmau5. And, you know, get their kind of advice. Like, Joel's a fucking prick, but like.
So when you think about your life's
trajectory.
When you think about your life's trajectory, you still think about yourself in kind of that child star thing? Like, are you never going to be able to beat that as having been an essential building block of your life?
Absolutely not. If you want me to get on some 6ix9ine shit, I'll get on it right now. Look, I'm fucking, I know, rat. But I still like Danny. And so I still like Daniel.
Oh, you're still supporting him?
Yeah, I still support Daniel. Yeah. If I had Treyway fucking, you know, get me involved in all this shit and then be like, yo, what the fuck, man? Like, right. You put me in all this shit, just this shit to make me look like, you know, I'm something that I'm not. Of course I'm going to rat.
Things would have been a lot different if at the height of your popularity, you had joined the Bloods.
Yeah, exactly. But, well, you don't know what set I claim.
You're right, I don't. So, are you affiliated? I've always avoided them myself.
I'm affiliated with lots of people.
Mm.
So... that's the difference. That's what people don't understand about me, Adam, is that they think they know me, all these like Backstreet Boy fans, these weird, creepy, haggard, toothless, like fucking fat, like haggardy, like I missed when all these fans of Backstreet Boys got, you know, their doctorates and their law degrees, and they know exactly what to say to me. So I fight the bullies back, man. I fight them and I put them on fucking blast.
Do you feel like they're kind of like they treat you as a punching bag because it is a bunch of like old ass people who just want somebody dramatic to kind of talk about?
Well, if we're talking about old people, you think about if you look up Wikipedia right now and troll mythology, I mean, it literally let me explain something to you. Let me show you how it works.
So what, people are fucking with your Wikipedia page?
No. I'm gonna look up troll mythology, right?
Troll mythology
goes back, you know. Watch. This is what happens, right?
Yeah.
Troll mythology.
What is troll mythology? I've never even heard that term.
All right, so I'm gonna explain it to you. A troll is a class of being in Norse mythology and Scandinavian folklore. Mm-hmm. In old Norse sources being described as trolls dwell in isolated rocks, mountains, or caves, living together in small family units and are rarely helpful to human beings.
Mm.
Right? Trolls. Right. We're talking about internet trolls. Later, but this is stemming from 1915, uh-huh. This troll mythology. Right? But listen how it works. Later in Scandinavian folklore, trolls became beings in their own right, where they live far from human habitation, are not Christianized, and are considered dangerous to human beings. Depending on the source, their appearance varies greatly. Trolls may be ugly and slow-witted, or look and behave exactly like human beings with no particularly grotesque characteristics about them. Uh-huh. Trolls are sometimes associated with particular landmarks, which at times may be explained as a form as formed from a troll exposed to sunlight. Trolls are depicted in a variety of media in modern popular culture.
But you know, when we call people trolls, like people in the YouTube comments trolls, we're not calling them actual trolls. Like, we don't think that they grew up under a bridge or whatever.
No, they grew up under a bridge and they're fucking, they're scared of the light. And then when I blast them on Instagram and I'm like, someone says a comment, I go live. I said, go live with me and talk to me. And they always decline, or they come on and they're in the dark. And trolls hide in the dark. And when they're exposed to sunlight, the troll mythology is that they turn into stone. I turn them into fucking stone.
What's the difference between a troll and just a person who's not famous that has an opinion and is saying the
difference
opinion
is
online?
They probably have mental illnesses themselves that they need to get help
not always
for.
Right,
well, not always, or maybe they're hurting inside. So my point is if we keep going on this trajectory, as you said, you know, of just saying ignore it. You don't ignore bullies. You should love them, and you should try to see what's going on with them, because you don't know why they're bullying you. But it's like, think about an old man, right? That has, all right, so an old man, 70 years old, he has dementia or something going on with him, right? And he just freaks out and he pushes you on the sidewalk,
right?
Are you gonna sit there and you're gonna laugh at that man that bullied you and pushed you over because he has a disease?
I think
you're gonna
a physical attack is where you can kind of draw the line, that things have become different there.
Well, I've been having all kinds of physical stuff happen. happen.
What, you have trolls attack you in real life?
I've been having BSB fans literally like coming up to my house and into my garage.
They're still that committed to their fandom.
No. They're committed to stopping to getting me looking like I'm crazy, so that they can basically say that I have bipolar and schizophrenia, in which I have none of these things.
Right.
The doctor's episode that I did, that where I'm the only one that put my mom in rehab. All right. I'm the only one. You don't see fucking Nick there. You don't see fucking Angel there. You know, I could be violating my fucking restraining order right now by even talking to you. But I don't fucking care because I know what they're doing. Uh-huh. Nick is a serial rapist. Okay. Nick is a serial rapist. He abused me my whole life. The reason why I have a hiatal hernia and a stomach condition today is because he used to make me drink, force me to drink alcohol from the age of like 11 to 15. Wow. And would pay me money and make me drink like a big ass cup of like vodka, tequila, like wild turkey.
So this is once together. You're famous, he's forcing you to basically
when
take
I was
part
like 12 13 like so, he so started
you're, but you're already in the public eye at this point. And was this just
of course by the time I was 13 I already sold about 30 million records.
But you couldn't characterize it, could you characterize it as like drinking, like just fun drinking?
No,
times that was maybe with somebody too young?
No, that's abuse to a little brother.
Well, yeah, if I mean, take it to a certain extent,
that, that's
sure.
against the law. I mean, right. I got alcohol poisoning about 10 times from him. Uh-huh. From this fucking fool, you know.
Wow.
So like, and then guess what happens? I get on Instagram Live, right? So Nick files a restraining order against me,
right,
saying that I want to kill Lauren Kit and the unborn child, right?
When was the last time that you guys were on good terms?
8 years ago.
Okay.
So and then he calls me. Nick calls me about four months ago. You know what he says to me?
What?
You know, I'm really proud of you. And I'm like, listen, man, I'm fucking pissed at you. This is what I said. I said, I'm pissed at you. I said, you're not there for our mom. You gave up. I said, you know, if she gets sober in 2 years, are you going to at least try to have a relationship with her? Because he hasn't spoken to her in 8 years.
Really?
Yeah. So I said, are you going to at least try to have a relationship with her? And he goes, I don't think I can do that.
Really?
Yeah. And then he didn't even show up to our sister's funeral, Leslie.
But so when
because he was performing 2 hours away at no offense, I'm bisexual, so he was performing at a gay bar 2 hours away instead. That was more important because Leslie banged on his door, got a Greyhound bus from Canada to Tennessee where he lived, knocked on his door, and he slammed and said, I need rehab, I need help with rehab. And she died a week later. Whoa. And then he didn't show up to her funeral.
That's wild. Damn.
That's Nick. So, the abusive guy on House of Carters that fucking beat me up. And he, you know what he said on that clip that I posted?
What?
He says, that's the first time you ever came at me. You know what that implication is? That he's come at me before, Adam. Mm. Why would he say that's the first time you came at me?
Right.
Because he got mad because I whooped his ass in the bathroom.
Because
he
finally fought back?
No, I whooped his ass. I put him in a chokehold and almost made him pass out.
Right.
And then he passed out in the bathroom. I walked out of the bathroom. They didn't fucking film that.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I'm a real motherfucker.
When you look back
these
at
people,
that.
No. Let me explain to you. These people got it fucking twisted, bro. They don't know who I am. Uh-huh. That's why I'm fucking sitting here with you.
Because I'm a real one.
You're a real one, but not only that, they don't know my culture. They don't know my identity. What? I can identify with myself.
So is it weird for you to be closely associated with the boy band thing, which
I'm
is sort
not.
Of inherently
Fuck them.
Fake? Yeah, but you've got fans showing up at your house that are mad
They're
at you.
They're not my fans.
Right. But what was that?
That was Navi from
okay, but so is it odd for you? And before we even get more into this, I do want to say that this podcast is sponsored by Tunes Audio, Tunes Headphones.
Hey, gang, gang.
They've been sponsoring this podcast. It's the illest headphones in the street. If you go to tunesaudio.com, you can get a pair for a pair of $250 headphones for only $40 for a limited time. And the colors red, white, and black are all in stock. In order for you to get them at that discount code, you have to use the color code of choice at checkout. You can tag them at Tunes Audio when you receive your purchase for a chance to win an exclusive one-of-a-kind pair of headphones. I tell you, I wear the Tunes headphones in the gym every day while I'm doing cardio, listening to podcasts.
Yeah, they're about to send me the wireless pods that they got.
Mm.
So I'm actually really excited for that. Like, I have like 12 different pairs of headphones in my studio.
One day we will do a deep dive into what almost happened between Daniel Hernandez 6ix9ine and Tunes.
Let's go.
There's a crazy history about what almost happened endorsement contract wise.
Wait, with 6ix9ine
before he got locked up, they have a whole
man,
thing.
That's so sad.
I've heard all about this crazy stuff. Anyway, so yeah, it's kind of weird because you consider yourself to be more of a participant in the overall culture as a whole. You're interested in hip hop. You make beats, all this kind of stuff.
I go to World Star Hip Hop every day. Right. I don't go to
the website.
Yes.
That's commitment.
All right. I love World Star. Mm. Like my dream is to be on World Star.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never been on World Star?
I've never been on World Star.
I think I'm blacklisted from World Star now.
Are you really?
I mean, they used to follow me. Now they don't follow me. They used to post me from time to time. Isn't it Cat Stacks,
like 10 years ago that owns it now?
You fuck Cat Stacks. That is notable right there.
Yeah, I did.
You're probably one of the only white guys that ever got in there.
And Selena Powell.
Selena Powell, you got in there too. Wow, I'm surprised she hasn't exposed you.
I didn't fuck Selena Powell.
You got some top?
No. She was in my house for 10 minutes and taking weird pictures, so I kicked her eyes out.
She's terrible. Yeah, you don't want her around.
She put my chain around her neck. So, and then I was like, get the hell out of here.
She's a sociopath, I'm pretty sure. Huh? Damn, you probably got a lot of famous bodies
but
over the years.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you got Cat Stacks and you got Selena Powell fucking trying to fuck with me and I'm the only white guy.
You ain't look, a regular
look,
white
my
guy.
Skin color is white. That doesn't define who I am. Like, what defines who I am is my identity and what I can relate to and who I am.
Bad motherfucker, not just a white motherfucker.
No, I'll fuck you up.
Well, that too.
Yeah. I'll fuck you up.
You have any kind of fighting training?
Of course I do.
What are you
second degree black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa, we got to train together, man. I'm trying to get back into it.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
That's good to know.
So, and I'm also studying for the bar exam right now.
Really?
Yep. And I got my real estate license.
How do you find enough time to take on all these pursuits?
Because I'm an entrepreneur. And I'm working on my clothing around that right now. Right. So I actually made something for you.
Yeah, I heard about that. We're gonna bring that out momentarily. But yeah.
I custom worked on something for you last night and today.
So you're a real renaissance man. Like, you're pursuing all kinds of different stuff. Do you feel like the drama that you've been kind of wrapped up in sort of takes some of the attention off of what are legitimate creative
pursuits? Let me explain something to you. I made $4.9 million off of real estate this year. I made $200,000 off of music, and I have to sue Sony Records and Steve Zapp.
Because you're still under contract with them.
No, because they owe me about $300,000-$400,000.
From way back in the day.
From the Love album that I just produced that went gold and platinum in 20 countries.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I'm two for two. So if we're going to talk 6ix9ine, just like he said to you, I'm two for two.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning Fool's Gold was on Top 40 Radio.
Okay.
All right. Sooner or Later, Top 40 Radio. Uh-huh. Sooner or Later has 100 million streams on it.
Uh-huh.
Just on Spotify.
How have you kept the fan base so engaged after all these years?
It's crazy because my demographic, because I manage myself. I'm my own publicist. I negotiate my own contracts.
Wow.
I file my own taxes. My credit score is 720.
Uh-huh.
I own a house. I'm buying a second home. I'm moving. Now I have to move because all these crazy ass fucking BSB fans that are trying to protect Nick Carter from being who he is Harvey Weinstein.
Whoa, you think he's the Harvey Weinstein?
He is a fucking Harvey Weinstein. And he's going down.
Think it's likely that there will be actual charges and that he'll face repercussions in court of law?
Now it's up to the FBI.
They're investigating him?
I did what I could. I got all the police report documents.
So that's why you relate to 6ix9ine, is because you snitched on your brother to the feds?
I ain't snitching.
Is it snitching? No. I ain't snitching. No,
what I'm doing is I'm letting everybody know that what happened is that I endured abuse. When I was 10 to 13 years old, I was molested and raped by my sister who died from an overdose, Leslie.
Wow.
She raped me from 10 to 13 because she had bipolar.
So you went to the funeral and he didn't, even though you were the one who endured the abuse. Did she rape him as well?
Did he rape her, you mean?
Or did she rape him as well?
Nick?
Yeah.
No, Nick's our older brother. He's the oldest of the family. Are you kidding me?
Oh, okay. So fuck you up. But you were younger, so she could, yeah.
Yeah. Nick will fuck you up.
Wow.
Not
you
me,
went
though.
To the funeral, because that's really interesting. I was just hearing some people have that conversation. Would you go to Epstein's funeral if you were his friend?
No.
You wouldn't?
No. No, horrific. I wouldn't go to Nick's funeral.
But what about her? Like, what was the difference between her that she did something so horrific to you and that you could just forgive?
With who?
With the Leslie.
That I can forgive?
Yeah, that you
because
were
able to
go to the
funeral. Because she made amends to me before she died and said, I'm sorry that I did what I did to you.
Okay.
So that's my sister. And she also has a daughter, Alyssa, that's... 5 years old, and I have to protect that, but I have to also speak my truth because it's what helps me with my aftercare of being 2 years sober.
Right.
So people might not consider this sober, but fuck you, because I'm an advocate for weed, and it actually helps me stay off of huffing duster because I was huffing dusters.
How did you get into duster? Actually,
Leslie.
Oh, she's the one who got you.
Leslie's
into
the one that got me into huffing.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's like 16. One that never even crossed my mind. But is that really short high? Like, it only lasts for a minute or two?
It lasts for like 20 seconds and you hallucinate.
And you gotta do it again.
Get fucked up. It's like, it's fucking terrible.
Compared to doing whippets?
10 times stronger.
Maybe, really?
maybe 1,000. duster cans.
But you just are going through these cans all day, every day, just getting fucked?
Well, that's what I was doing, yeah.
What were you mixing it with?
Nothing.
You weren't doing Xans and all this other stuff?
Oh, no, I was mixing it with Xans and everything, yeah.
So when did you get addicted to opiates? How did that start?
I never got addicted to opiates.
Okay.
So I got punched in the jaw by my drummer.
Yeah, how did that happen? That was 2017?
Yep. Okay. So you heard about that?
Yeah.
I got punched in the jaw and he broke my jaw in three places. Because
why did he do that?
Because we were doing a charity gig for a little girl. Uh-huh. You know, we're cool now. Petey and I, Petey Pete, my drummer, we're cool now. But I mean, he took $3,000 because Sony wasn't paying him.
Okay.
And so there was a $30,000 deal for, an event for a girl with cancer.
Uh-huh.
And who was going to die in like 2 weeks. And the father hired us, me and my drummer, to come perform for her. And during sound check, I'm sitting in the car and they said, oh, and Petey told me the number was 27.5. And I was like, that's a weird number. It don't make sense. So I'm sitting in the car and I'm like, with the dad, me and Petey. And I go, oh yeah, it was for 30,000, right? And the dad goes, yeah. So I looked at Petey and right away I knew he stole. So we went and did the sound check. And I was like, fuck, I gotta stop the sound check. And I take him outside and I'm like, listen, man, like, you stole $3,000, right? He's like, yeah, you know, what the fuck are you gonna do about it? Like, and I'm like, what do you mean? Petey, like, I've known you since I was 11 years old. You taught me how to drum. Like, you've been my drummer doing my arena tours and my stadium tours since I was 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been drumming together. Why would you do that to me? I said, all you had to do is ask. If you needed money or something, I would give you double the amount.
Right.
Like, all you had to do was ask. Why would you do that? Oh, you know, because they didn't fucking pay me. And I said, well, you know what? Listen, after this, because you lied to me, you stole from me, I can't work with you right now. I need to take a break. So I turn around, walk away, boom, he sucker punches me. And then I wake up in an ambulance and then I wake up in the hospital.
What the fuck?
So, and then my jaw's broken in four places. And then he flees Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
And then goes back to Chicago and then it gets away because the cops were looking for him. And then they gave me the opiates, the oxycodone then because my jaw was broken. And then I, obviously I was taking Xanax too, but I wasn't mixing them together ever because my sister had died from this. I would never do that. Like, I know how to space them out correctly so that you don't, like, mm-hmm.
You fucking repeat this shit.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah. I'm off now though. Like, I'm off of Xanax now. All I take is Seroquel for my sleep.
Right.
And just like a mood stabilizer.
Uh-huh.
And then I take gabapentin because it helps with the serotonin receptors from the huffing.
Right.
So it's repairing my brain. And then I take fish oil and hydroxyzine.
Fish oil. That shit will get you fucked up. I've spent many a night off the fish oil.
Yeah. So, basically, there's a lot of drama, but that's not what the narrative needs to be, Adam. The narrative needs to be is that, like, I'm one of the dopest fucking producers in the game. I was not credited for selling almost 2 million records on an album that I produced that has, like, literally 350 million streams total.
Mm.
And I have 17 plaques coming.
Right.
On their way right now, like 17, bro.
Really?
Yes, what 17 do
you
even do plaques.
With that many plaques? You don't have to get the plaques, right? Like, if you don't want them, you just don't want them.
No, no. This was like, I lost all my plaques from when I was younger, and that was the only thing because I sacrificed my whole.
How'd you lose them?
My mom or somebody in my family sold them.
Really?
Yeah, and then I went back to my dad's house and I got all his stuff and like all the stuff that like. So my dad sold the estate. I told him to get out of New York, and then he went to Florida in a tour bus that was mine,
uh-huh.
Right? And then he died down there mysteriously and was cremated the next day.
Wow!
And that day, the divorce papers arrived for him divorcing my stepmom.
Wow!
So and he was getting away from her because he was 60 years old, and she was going to all these crack houses and up in upstate New York. And smoking crack, and he was having to go fight like 6-7 people and beat their asses.
Whoa.
And pull his wife out of the fucking crack houses.
So is this the kind of stuff you remember from your childhood?
No, I wasn't there for this. Okay. This was like in like the last like 10 years. I've been estranged from my whole family since I was about 15.
Right.
So that's why it's kind of like contradictory that, and like a little bit, not contradictory wouldn't be the word. It's more so ironic that it's going down the way it's going down,
Right. So take me all the way back because I'm a little bit ignorant. Did you have a pretty average childhood before the fame came into the picture, before your brother blew the fuck up?
People don't realize that I sold a million records a year after Nick joined the Backstreet Boys.
So it was only a year before that happened? Because I feel like the way that a lot of people assume is that he blew up and then they were like, okay, let's give this other kid a chance.
In 96. I blew up in 97.
Okay.
And then I toured with them in 98, and that was the last time I ever did anything with the Backstreet Boys. And the last, you know, listen to this fucked up shit. The only time the Backstreet Boys ever came up to me ever again after 1998 was when I was doing Dancing with the Stars and all five of them showed up. Oh, why are you guys here? I'm promoting a new album. So they showed up and they ended up doing like three shows, like three songs performances on Dancing with the Stars
while
because they were pretending like they were my family while I was blowing up with 22 million ratings and I had the biggest season ever. Any show that I do, the doctors, WeTV, anything that I touch is the biggest. Really? Watch this be your biggest interview.
Right.
Just like 6ix9ine said to you.
I believe it.
No, watch.
No, he said that at the Breakfast Club.
He said, oh.
He wasn't my biggest interview, but he was a pretty big one.
Well, I'm going to be your biggest interview.
Well, I'm just... Let's go. I could use a little increase in the AdSense this month.
Well, you know what? I could use a little love and some respect from some people out there and to realize that, hey, I got my shit together. What would you think? Let me turn it around on you. Okay. All right. Let's turn this around real quick.
Okay. I'm scared, but okay.
All right. So I walked in here. You have no idea who I am. All you see is a 10% outside perspective, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What would be your take on me at this point?
I seem like a good guy.
What else?
Creative. I like the hoodies.
What about my mental stability?
Like the AP?
How about my...
You seem pretty stable.
Stable?
Yeah. I mean, I was watching...
Do you feel like I'm schizophrenic?
Do you know
what schizophrenic is?
I'm not sure that I'm qualified to diagnose you.
I can tell you. I can tell you what schizophrenia is. Schizophrenia is when they go really high and they come back to the low. They don't have expressions on their face. Okay. So they're just like this the whole time.
You seem like you're feeling shit.
Right? They're just like this. That's right. What a schizophrenic is. They get so exhausted and then they hear voices in their head and stuff like that. I don't hear voices. I hear my beats that I just sent you.
Mm. So do you feel like you are using the music to solve the stuff that you are dealing with?
I wrote the song Pyro. Listen to this. So, and by the way, I'm the one who pulled Pyro to everybody's because all my fans are asking, where's Pyro? Well, guess what? I pulled it because Sony Records and Steve Zapp ripped me off and I'm suing them.
Really?
Yeah.
So just this one song you pulled or what?
Pyro. Okay. Yeah. And I'm going to pull and I'm going to get the whole album Love Back.
And you're upset because you didn't get credited as the
executive producer? No, I'm upset because Steve Zapp wouldn't sign contracts with me before this deal.
Okay.
All right. And I kept telling him, let's sign contracts because it was going on. I have my own record label, Rackus Records. Mm-hmm. So Rackus Records is what released the Love album.
So not because Rackus no one, Records.
No, R-A-K-K-A-U-S, which means love in Finnish, my native language.
Oh,
nice. Rackus.
Oh.
Rackus. So that's how you pronounce it. Nice. But listen, so this is Pyra. All right, listen, I'm gonna tell you the words. It says, I've got my mind right, you walk a fine line. I say I'm just fine, but you're gonna say I need more time. We slang in low blows, I skip the high road. Life as a pyro, I'ma watch it all burn down. I'ma watch it all burn down.
And you wrote this
down,
yourself.
Down, 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 down. All the fire trucks and the ambulance, they can see the smoke when I light it up. We can't feel the flames till it's hot enough. I'm a pyro, don't wanna let go. She know what I know. Gaslight and explode, but then she'll put the fire out. I'm stuck in this place, so hot the glass breaks. How much can we take before we watch it all burn down? You feel me?
I'm saying,
I've got my mind right. Nick, you walk a fine line. I say I'm just fine, but you all say I need more time.
Mm.
We slang in low blows. I skip the high road. Life as a pyro. I'ma watch it all burn down. You know what all the fans started saying and Nick got all of his fans to say?
They took it as a threat.
They took it as a threat and they said it got pulled. They were trying to say it got pulled down because of a threat. But I actually wrote that song about my ex-girlfriend,
really?
Lena.
Oh, okay. But does it apply?
Who assaulted me and hit me and I got a restraining order against her.
Who was it that did this?
My ex-girlfriend.
Oh, it was from back when?
Voldemort.
So are we talking about Trisha or are we talking about...
Lena.
Lena. I know this other girl, Tana, that you were dating. What happened with that?
Tana who?
Tana Leah, the porn star girl?
Oh shit! I don't know. She sounds fine. Oh. Fuck.
I heard you were actually dating her. Your reaction.
I'm not dating. I'm not dating like anybody right now. I'm staying single and I'm focusing on myself. I have music to do. I have my love collection to do. My love apparel. I have my real estate that I got to focus on. I got 30 more shows for the rest of this year, and then I got 200 booked for next year.
Right.
So like, and I got to be healthy. You know, I got to gain some weight right now. You know, I'm a little skinny because of my eating disorder and because of the stress. So I got to gain some weight.
What eating disorder do you have?
I have a hiatal hernia.
What's that?
So a hiatal hernia is a stress condition of a 90-year-old man. So basically my insides are as old as a 90-year-old man. And I got that stress condition, the hiatal hernia, from Nick.
Right.
From him forcing me drinking.
Okay. Wow.
And I wonder why Nick hasn't responded to anything, any of these allegations. He hasn't said one thing, guys.
Yeah, he just wants to act like you don't exist, huh?
Well, he hasn't responded to it, but I'm the only one responding to it. I'm the one that's like, I have nothing to hide. So why won't you respond? Why would you file a restraining order against your brother 45 days later when you heard that he said he wanted to kill your wife? You know what happened?
Where did that come from, that he thought you were wanted to kill
my twin sister? My twin sister has a restraining order against me here. I got banned from the Grove.
The Grove.
Yeah. And they were trying to set me up to have Angel and Corey, her husband who works there, come to the Grove and violate my TRO, temporary restraining order.
Oh.
And then I got the fuck out.
Wow.
And the cops showed up and they're like, well, we have to drop this case because he did the right thing.
Right.
Because I'm smart as fuck.
Why?
Do I sound dumb to you?
No, not at all.
I mean, let's be real. Like, right. I'm, you know what? Yeah, I'm not completely fucking humble. I'm not completely fucking, you know, not narcissistic. I am a little bit, and I deserve that. I've earned that. Just like Wiz Khalifa said, this is my anthem. All right, look, I'm gonna play you my anthem real quick.
Just don't play too much of it because we don't want to get this claimed.
No, Wiz, I'm talking to Wiz right now.
The label might not care.
Well, you know what? It's fine. Watch.
I too find Wiz Khalifa very inspirational.
Listen to this. So he says, got no time for the conversations or funny shit. Only the reals who I get my money with. Used to turn on the TV, see what I wanted. Now the same one I dreamed about, the same one I'm stunting in. In the 6'2", almost 26. And every that I'm with got a zip. I look at this shit as one big table and best believe everyone that I'm with got a sit. They try to hold us back, paint a picture of us, and sell us straight to the public. You young, white, and you thugging. But they don't talk about the kid that came from nothing, who stuck to what he believed in and turned himself into something great.
Wow.
They should use that story to motivate. But instead, they'd rather focus on the fact that Aaron's a pothead, not the fact there's not a lot where I lived. 32 on and I'm not dead.
Why are people so offended by the lyrics?
That's
smoking.
Wiz's lyrics.
Oh, right. Yeah, he's a pothead.
I just quoted all his lyrics.
He's definitely a pothead.
I'm a pothead. I love Wiz.
I'm watching you on this doctor show, and they're acting like the weed is such a big deal. I'm like, where have you guys been for all these years? It's not that big a deal anymore, right? Or is it
absolutely
just because you're
not? I completely endorse this. Thank you. This is the No Jumper Weed Hybrid, and I'm gonna fucking roll this up in a backwood. I'm gonna roll this up in a White Russian back. Right,
go to your local dispensary and tell them you need No Jumper Kush. And no, also hit up nojumper.com. Get yourself a kendama, people.
Hey, just so you know, I'm opening up my own dispensary.
Really? Where at?
And where I live in Quartz Hill.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We need that.
And I'm building 25 homes there right now.
Will you stock No Jumper Cannabis in store?
I will.
Yes.
Yes. Will you
put it on the wall?
Will you put on a jumper real quick?
Yes.
Take your headphones off. I want you to talk to somebody too. So
I'll suit up. Styled by Aaron. Hey. Oh yeah, and let's get him on the mic here too.
Did you get those songs?
They
sent through. Can we play them? Yeah, they did. They came through.
Let me just get styled by you real quick. Designer. It smells like chlorine.
It's because I just did it for you.
Boom. There we go.
This is my own custom stuff.
I like it.
So I use my own paint palettes I create. That one's called the Brown Recluse Silver Surfer Edition.
Wow.
So the Brown Recluse Spider Silver Surfer Edition.
Everybody,
it's just
at home,
your size.
Rate my drip.
Love Collection. So you can go to lovecollection.store if you want to cop one of these, but they're all custom pieces and they go for $300. I sold, I made $110,000 in the last 45 days off of my clothing line.
Whoa, I need to get into this line of work. Anybody want to buy some bleached hoodies? I'll do it.
They're not just bleached. It's real silver on the love.
Oh, really? It's real silver?
Yeah, it's real silver. And it's got five different paint palettes in it.
That's fucking fire.
And it's bleached and transformed in the sun.
And it gave me a good excuse to take my shirt off on the podcast, which doesn't normally happen.
Do you like it?
I do like it a lot. Yeah.
You see how the whole thing has a silver shimmer on it?
Yeah, it's
fine. So I put a real silver shed.
I've got a real dripped out winter ahead of me because I've been given so many hoodies over the past couple of months. It's been ridiculous.
You like jewelry?
I haven't been able to wear them at all. No, but if you want, I'll wear your chain, I guess.
Yeah. No. You know what? I appreciate you doing this interview.
Right.
Where's my diamond tester at? Come here.
Oh, the diamond tester. Introduce us to your friend here. Your security, you said?
It's not my friend.
Yeah, I'm security.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm security for Aaron, yeah.
How'd you meet Aaron? How'd you get involved?
He met me at Best Buy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I used to work at Best Buy over there in Palmdale, and there was no word said. It was just a little nod.
You.
Yeah, basically, no, he Let's pointed go. At me just like that, and he was just like, follow my Instagram, hit me up, and I got you with the job.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, cool. And I was already leaving Best Buy at that point because...
That's my other security right
this
there.
This is even more 6ix9ine-ish. Oh, yeah. He's a security too. Okay.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Come over here, bro. Come over here.
And so ever since you've been... Post up right here. What are your duties?
Well, I also do jewelry on the side.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's one of my other businesses. I made about $2 million this year. Actually, no, I'm lying. $800,000.
Are you on Ben Baller's level?
I'm on my own level.
Okay. Yeah. Good point. Damn, we never had the... Did we ever have the diamond tester on here before? I think Draco the Ruler might have had it, but not on the podcast, just on the vlog.
Well, I don't play because I actually make jewelry.
Right. How much does one of these testers cost?
This one was like $100.
Okay.
This is the best one. So I got to let it get ready.
6ix9ine did this at a time as well.
Oh, did he? Yeah, well, remember? His diamonds didn't show up properly, though.
Yeah, that was a kind of a meme. So the red means it's official.
DIA diamond. See it?
Boom.
Best quality.
Just like that. How much you spend on that piece?
This one was $20,000.
Nice.
But I made this.
You think I should get on the diamond game?
Dude, look at the logo.
Love. Just like that.
It's the same one.
It's official.
Here you go. You're welcome.
You want me to rock it?
That's yours.
Forever?
Forever.
Shut up.
You shut up.
That'd be pretty tight, though, if I was just...
Bye, Felipe.
So how do I... Is there...
Go put it on.
Yeah, how do I...
Eric, just put it on.
Is there any piece that connects besides just this one part?
No, nope. All you got to do is just he knows what to do.
This is a major improvement on my drip situation.
Yes, it is. And you got a tennis break.
I got a pretty big neck.
That's perfect. You want it to be like this. Because
right.
Trust me, I already know.
Fire.
And are the diamonds real?
Listen, this is. I'm entering. I just did it.
I just did it right in front of your eyes.
In my Hawaii.
I just did it right in front of your eyes.
My brand,
nothing fake. Nothing fake here. I got a $100,000 watch on my hand.
That's really $100,000 right there. So you need security to just make sure that nobody pulls up and takes that.
Audemars Piguet.
That's what it is.
So yep.
Wow.
This one.
How much all these rings cost, dude? You got a fucking ridiculous collection of rings here.
I probably got. Well, this one right here, this is 50 carats of EVS's.
Did it didn't work?
It's not snapping.
I'll get it then. Fucking jeweler. Man, don't make me trip. Watch yourself, bro.
Adam, 22, my neck is so thick that we're having issues out here. Damn. So anyway, what's it been like working for Aaron? So you just leave it like this? Okay, cool. I'm official now. Damn. So what's it been like working for
now him? Now he's got on a jumper.
I feel like I've entered into a whole new part of my life.
No, you know what? I just honestly, like, I'm a giver. Why don't you ask these guys? Come here real quick. Yeah, let me see your neck. Where'd you get that cross?
From you, boss.
Oh, shit. So you keep the whole team dripped up too, huh?
Yep. Blue sapphires in the middle. There's a diamond. Yellow canary.
Music to my ears.
Yellow canary.
Just like that. How'd you get into the jewelry game?
How?
Yeah.
Because I love jewelry. I've been rocking fucking $10,000, $20,000 pieces since I was a little kid, man.
Really?
So when I did my Cribs episode, I had a Tupac shirt on.
Right. So people are questioning your hip-hop pedigree, but meanwhile, you've been supporting Tupac.
Ask me anything about hip-hop. What you want to know? Quiz me, because obviously you're the man. So
a quiz, like I don't know what era should we go with. What's Lil Pump's real name?
Can I get a coffee or something here?
We got Red Bulls.
Yeah, I love Red Bulls. Oh, okay. I drink them
sugar free. We got orange ones, yellow ones.
I want the orange and the yellow.
All of them. Maybe we'll mix them together.
Shit.
Mixing and matching. We can't do the monster.
Bro, look at that massive love chain on his neck.
Dude, I'm just feeling like I could walk outside the door and like. People are just gonna flock to me.
Bro, listen, I wanted to just tell you, and I don't know why I felt compelled to give you that, but look at his wrist.
Boom. There we go.
My jewelry.
Very nice.
Look at this. This is $8,000 piece around his neck.
That's fire.
All right. Not only that, they get paid a lot of money every day.
So you're rich?
I'm very rich.
Right.
Yeah. I'm very powerful and very rich.
Is that because of stuff you have going on right now, or you have money from back in the day?
No, it's because I'm an entrepreneur and I found other outlets. Real estate.
Right.
First.
Is that where the real money's at?
That's where the biggest money comes from.
Really?
$3.1 million this year from it.
Okay.
I'm building 25 homes and I'm doing a commercial residence apartment.
Uh-huh. That's official.
It's official.
You got to do that.
I am doing that. And you know what? That's the crazy part is all these people don't know who the fuck I am. You don't know who the fuck I am.
Yeah, you're really.
Stop telling. Like, you guys don't. Like, all these people, like, bye. Get the fuck up out of here. Unfollow me. But you know what's funny? I went up 100,000 fucking followers in 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
My profile, look.
I saw you had an insane number of profile views.
You saw like 1.9 million in one day.
Right. Compared to your follower account in particular, that means whoa.
And I'm not like Nick. Lurking. You know what Nick does?
What?
He buys 1.3 million followers.
Oh,
and then he drops it. And then he drops it down to fucking 6. Then it goes back down to 400 and then instantly buys it again.
Really?
I've got screenshots of it.
Wow.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Kim Kardashian does it. No offense. Love you, Kim, but you do it too. Yep, they all do it. And I watch all of it.
She got like 120 million or something and she's still buying followers?
They buy all those followers.
What is that? That's making me feel like maybe I should
buy some. What that is a ploy to get people to think that your numbers are high and your engagement is high so that you can get sponsorship deals.
Right.
It's called a monopoly.
Well, that's actually smart then. If you could just jig the system like that, that's pretty
smart. No, it's not smart. It's actually pretty stupid because if you're fucking people over and you're hustling people in the wrong way, then you're a fucking coward.
But nobody's ever going to call out Kim K for it, right?
I don't feel like she did that.
Right.
In my opinion. I actually have a lot of respect for Kim.
What other artists do you have strong relationships with at this point that you work on music with or that you're just tight with?
I am involved in my own musical theory.
Uh-huh.
I've been making beats for 13 years. I went to school at a college called Hard Knocks.
Okay.
So
I went there as well.
You went to Hard Knocks? Yeah. School Hard Knocks, yeah. So I was there. I also did private tutoring under Full Sail for 6 years.
Really?
For mixing and mastering and engineering. So I mix, master, and engineer everything.
So you can do the whole puzzle. And
everything. Is
that part of your problem with the labels and the bad contracts you've been in? Is that you're doing
everything? Fuck the labels. It's Rackus Music Records from now on.
Yeah.
There's no labels anymore.
You started your own gang.
They're done. I've already did.
G-Unit.
It's Rackus Records. R-A-K-K-A-U-S. You see who I got behind me?
Yeah.
You think something's going to happen to me? You know what's been happening? Yo, tell them what's been happening, dog.
I mean.
Tell them. We don't know Jumper. All right?
Air it out.
Ball it out.
Yeah, man. I mean, a bunch of people, man.
No, put it in an accurate from beginning to end, middle and end to him.
All right.
Because I can't really be speaking too much about this fucking shit. Because they're going to use everything they can against me to try to make me look like I'm fucking crazy, bro. So they can get me locked up. I already had to surrender my firearms.
Mm.
I had 5 of them.
Was that rough?
No, I don't give a fuck. I got my fucking hands, bro.
Don't come take my guns away, man. We need them things.
Well, you know what? I got my guns right here.
Oh.
I got my guns right here.
Why did they make you turn over your guns?
Two fists. Why?
Yeah.
Because my sister got a restraining, a TRO, a temporary restraining. Tell him.
Yeah, temporary restraining order.
I can't talk about it. Tell him. Ask him, please.
What was up with this restraining order?
It was just out of nowhere, man. It was at a show. We were at this Kentucky. You want a show in Kentucky, and then they knocked on the dressing room, and they're like, "Hey, boss, like, this is what's gonna happen. This is what you got." And they're just talking about the restraining order.
No, they served me first.
Yeah, first they served them, and
they
then...
served me first before the sound check in Kentucky. My twin sister did.
Why? What did you do to her that made her want a restraining order?
I have no fucking idea. What did I do?
I wouldn't know.
You didn't see anything?
There's nothing that he does, really. He just makes music, vibes out, and he just
create my clothes, chills, yeah. Ride my dirt bikes.
Right.
Ride my four-wheelers, clean my car, fucking skinny dipping with bitches in the pool.
So are you going to court against Aaron?
Angel. You mean, or Nick.
Or Nick, sorry, yeah.
I'm going against all of them.
Oh, so you have a lawsuit in the works?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going in with full force with an army behind me.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So it's happening.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going down. It's going down in the DM.
This doesn't take place in the DMs, though. It probably has you blocked, right?
Well, I was in DM, I meant more like...
the judge's
like,
DMs.
Like a district jail or something like that, because someone asked me a question the other day. They said, oh, you know... Is Nick single? I'm asking for a friend. And I said, not yet, but he will be when he's in jail.
Really? Do you think that he needs to be in jail? Like,
of course,
the world would be a better place if he was locked up.
He is a serial rapist, and I was raped also by my own sister because of her medical conditions and stuff like that. So it's like...
Justice needs to be served.
Justice needs to be served allegedly. On a cold platter.
Allegedly.
On a cold platter. Mm. Allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly. So I don't know. Not fucking allegedly. I was there, man.
For me, it's an allegedly.
You, because you don't know.
Right. You know what's crazy is that my girlfriend said that you were basically like the first dude that she thought was hot when she was a little girl. She's 28. She said that you were like her like wet dream type.
Oh, shit. How'd that make you feel?
I'm actually totally okay with it. Yeah, don't really bother
me. You seem pretty chill. Yeah.
I mean, I would hope that she'd be okay with meeting like Pamela Anderson and understand that that's what I was having wet dreams to when I was a little kid. It was that red bathing suit.
Yo, bro, I fucked around with so many bitches. I'm so happy I'm just clean. And like I went to the doctor. He was like, you got nothing. I'm like, fuck yeah, good.
Really? You got clean? STD tests? You got burned a few times over the years, right?
No.
Just a little gonorrhea here and there.
No. I got gonorrhea like once, chlamydia once. Yeah,
it's nothing.
Yeah.
I had to take
a fucking, what's it called? Motherfucking.
People think you're going to be bummed when you get gonorrhea, but in reality, it's like not herpes. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
it goes away. To just have something
in
2 days?
Actually, when I went to the doctor today, it was like, you ain't got nothing. Nothing. Full C panel, ain't got nothing. So that's good because I've set myself up. I set my future up. And listen, let me really reiterate myself, man. I'm one of the only fucking teen boppers that came back. And I've always been thugging. Right. When I did my Cribs episode, I had 6 fucking cars.
Mm.
6 at 15.
Facts.
A G-Wagon, a Suburban, an Escalade, a fucking a Jeep. Come on.
Right.
Like, I got fucking 3 whips right now.
That's fire.
I got a pickup truck for my dirt bikes. I got a Range Rover, and I got an orange Murcielago.
But people want to spin this narrative of you being like fucked up and a failure.
They can't do it. They can't do it. I'm too powerful.
Right.
I'm too powerful. I have too much. My platform's too big. How do you think you saw me?
Right. Well, you're out here. When everything you do makes noise.
I'm making more noise than anybody else in the world. I get more hits and credits on everybody's sites.
Right.
I have them outside. I have 30 paparazzis outside of my house right now. Waiting
really?
For me. Yeah, sticking up for like 4 or 5 hours. Watch my Instagram live story from yesterday.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
I'm
not who these people think I am, bro. Like, I need to find me some milk chocolate. Like, fuck these white bitches, bro.
Right. Like, fuck Trisha Paytas. Were you in love with her?
No, man. Trisha Paytas is cool. I ain't got nothing against her. I think she's a cool girl. She just speaks her mind.
Okay.
Sometimes she lies, but like she's still a cool chick, and I have nothing but love and respect for her.
Oh, okay. So
like Trisha is cool as fuck. Yeah.
I was trying to film.
She's just real, man.
I was trying to film like a Snapchat threesome with my girl and her, and she was too scared.
Oh yeah, I know you do that shit. I know you do that shit.
She was a little too scared. She was like, I don't know if I want to eat pussy. I'm like, eat pussy. I'm like, you don't have to eat pussy. Just, you know, like eat a dick. It's like it's nothing, right?
Eat a dick. You better not be eating. You better not be chomping on my dick, bitch.
Dick eating. No, you didn't.
You better keep your teeth out the way. Shit, pull your fucking dentures out.
Trisha?
Huh?
What was it like having sex with Trisha?
She's hot as fuck, man. She got big old booty. Type of.
Big old tits.
Big old titties. She look good right now.
I seen them on Twitter. People talking shit, but
how can they talk shit, man? She fine as fuck.
That's what I'm saying. What about Paris Hilton? What do we need to know? Because I'm a mega Paris Hilton stan. Everybody always asks you about the fact. All right,
well, then look at this.
What? Nudes?
No. Okay. that's funny. No, if I go to my verified on my Twitter. Look,
yes.
Look who liked my tweet.
I noticed that she liked that tweet where you
Paris were basically Hilton, where I said, listen, at Paris Hilton knows what's going on. Trust me. She doesn't need to be dragged into anything because my truth is my truth. And I witnessed the abuse to Paris from my brother. I was there. Boom. Paris followed me.
And liked it. So that's like a pretty big endorsement of what you're saying there.
No, it's because she witnessed Nick beating the shit out of me and I witnessed Nick beating the shit out of her.
Right. Wow.
And then she was bullied by all the fucking fans too.
Right.
And didn't want to have that being a part of her legacy because she's a fucking
princess.
She's a queen.
She's a national treasure.
She dated the wrong brother.
Right. She should have shacked up with you, but you never had sex with her?
Nope.
Damn.
Nope.
That hurts.
Nope. Absolutely not.
You're lying.
No, I swear to God on everything.
Well, that's good. I took a photo with her at Coachella.
I would never do that. I would never do that. My brother is the one who used to fuck my ex-girlfriends.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the original Logan and Jake Paul type dynamic.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm about to go see Logan right after you.
Logan Paul needs to do this podcast.
I'll talk to him.
He's running scared.
Why?
Jake Paul too. I don't know. I think that they're just scared of like really getting in depth and like really. I keep telling him it's gonna be like when Elon Musk went on Joe Rogan.
I get what you're saying, but you know what? To be honest with you, I think really what's going on is that they're really professional and that they're really strategic and smart about what they're doing, and it's a business,
right?
And they're so massive that they have to protect their brand.
When you look at what they're
and
going
I have
through,
to do the same thing. But here's the thing about me. I'm different, man. I'll fucking say whatever the fuck I want.
Well, you're at that point in your career where you can just unload.
I got millions of dollars and I didn't even make it from fucking music. So fuck you, bitches.
Right.
Like, you think all this jewelry, I make all this shit. This is Ernest Hemingway's ring right here.
Is that really?
Yeah.
How'd you get it?
Because I collect and buy and trade and sell and make. Do I not, guys? Talking to Mike.
He does all that.
Huh? I can't hear you. What'd you say?
He does all that, yeah.
Does all fire. What?
All that selling, trading, stuff like that. I wouldn't know nothing about it because I'm not that smart.
You see my diamond tester. You see my bricks. You see my blocks, how I test the gold.
So you're a straight merchant. You got people coming in and out all day just slanging products back and
forth. Yeah, I have. In my vault, I have like probably like 700 carats of diamonds, loose diamonds.
Wow.
Enhanced S1s, VVS, and VVS2s and VVS1s.
Fire.
So, and then I also have engagement ring settings. Bracelets. I do all the necklaces.
Oh wow!
This one I did right here.
50, do you feel
50
like
carats? There's 50 carats.
Would
in
you
here.
Would you feel happy if the paparazzi left you alone and if
no,
all the shit
no,
slowed
I
down?
Love
or
I think,
do you
I,
like
I think
it?
The paparazzi are cool as fuck.
Right, because they're actually cool with you because you give them some good content.
Well, because I'm real as fuck. I'll invite them right into my house. I ain't hiding.
Right.
I ain't got nothing to hide.
Just let them in.
That's yeah, tight. Come on in.
I respect that.
Come on in.
Yeah. Damn. So, yeah, I guess I got through most of my questions.
Well, I mean, you know, just to kind of like wrap it up a little bit, you know, I guess is that like people need to understand, man, like that my identity is not what you think it is. And I think you understand what I mean.
I do. I think that they need
you,
to reconsider.
Can you maybe elaborate, like, and then maybe kind of like
well,
explain
I mean,
what,
I really
explain what
that
I'm trying
about
to say,
your
though?
Personal life, but I do
no,
feel
no,
like...
but I had a conversation with you right before we started. It was brief, but.
Well, I think what people need to understand is that you're a big part of the culture. And that
of what culture?
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop, yeah. Did you guys forget that my first three albums were all rap albums?
Right.
Every song I was rapping. I always tried to be Defy's kid on the block, the popular one. Now I'm buying stocks. And that's when I had this crazy thought. Pause. I'm coming back hard, waking up in bed with two girls named Sue. One hella fine, other one gave me the flu. Now I'm feeling hazy. I'm just like Jay-Z. Give me a Krispy Kreme. Somebody glaze me.
You could have been on the XXL cover if things had played out differently timeline-wise.
I want to play you some tracks, man. I make music. You need to hear this shit.
Let's
period.
Bump
end
it
of story.
Over this, yeah, once we wrap the interview, we'll bump it over it because otherwise we're going to get kind of
fucked
up.
Well, I'm just going to play you a little something.
Yeah, give me a little segment here.
Let me give you a little something.
Caribbean vibes.
Watch where it goes. Let's watch how I change that. it's more like Crane. Crane is one of my I idolize him. Crane.
Okay. Who's Crane?
K-R-A-N-E.
Okay. I want to get on this track.
You want to
get in the studio, listen. Yeah.
Ooh. Just play that shit out loud right now. Why can't you?
Just because, like, with the way the speakers are set up and stuff right now.
So we can do that. All right, so we can do it after?
But I think, yeah.
I want to play you this shit out loud. I want to hear it out loud.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll fucking have a little session. We could take the speaker outside and just fucking blaze one.
Done.
Let's do it.
Done. All right.
Aaron Carr, man, I appreciate you coming through big time, man.
Of course, man. Yeah, it was big. I'm a big fan of you. I think what you do is incredible. I think that you identify with yourself and that you can identify with me. And I really appreciate that.
I'm identifying. Let's go get cushed out.
Let's go.
Diamond Touch is on deck.
No, not cushed out. We about to go get No Jumpered out.
Exactly.
So it's called it's the No Jumper Premium Flower Hybrid. So make sure you guys go pick up some of this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where can we get this right now?
You can get it at, you're probably going to just go to your local dispensary and tell them, yo, I need No Jumper Kush in stores.
Oh, well, I'll put it in mine.
Yeah. I appreciate that. That'd be huge. That's going to be great. I'll do the meet and greet.
I just want to make sure everyone knows. Look.
We'll do a track at the dispensary with the fans watching. I'll spit my verse in front of the fans.
Diamond, do I got to go to the bus down too? Hold on.
Yeah, go to the bus down. Ooh. You hear the beeps. You hear the bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. No Jumper, Aaron Carter. Bam. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, man. Make sure you guys follow my Instagram, Aaron Carter. I also have a new song coming out called Sensational Love. That I'm dropping from my basically like my DJ project, because I'm doing more DJing stuff right now. I'm getting booked for a lot of things. I have a lot of big opportunities coming my way. So I'm just going to keep riding it out, work really hard, produce. I'm working with a lot of artists. My record label was blowing up. So
fire.
It's, I create all my own visuals. I create all my own beats.
Rakus Records.
Rakus. R-A-K-K-A-U-S. Rakus.
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 There it is. Aaron Carter.
Love Team. LMG. Love Money Gang.
Aaron Carter, No Jumper. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe. And check out nojumper.com. Grab a kendama or a t-shirt. We appreciate all the support. Thank you, bro.
Okay, gang.